Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Casey Parsons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Owen. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hinzo for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saberhagen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Eisenreich moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Owen reaches second base with a double. Eisenreich scores. Salazar goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Parsons moves to third. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parsons scores. Bell scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Butler reaches second base with a double. Dempsey moves to third. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dempsey scores. Butler scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Steve Farr now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinzo moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Salazar moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salazar scores. Owen moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons strikes out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Dempsey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eisenreich for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6. And the Royals 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-3 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parsons for the out. Jacoby moves to second. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Dempsey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Butler reaches second base with a double. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hinzo bunts towards the mound. Gleaton fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Balboni pinch hits for Angel Salazar. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Larry Owen. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Royals 5. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana now playing shortstop. Jamie Quirk now catching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Casey Parsons. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.